All right, ring-a-ding-ding, you got another live episode from the Kings, a great one.
Another live ep. How did we do it, Mike?
I don't know.
Man, two live eps, next stop, Optus Stadium, I reckon.
Well, yeah, we're there. Like, I think I got contacted from the Opera House the other day, and, you know.
That's... The first live show, 50 people. Yeah. Second live show, 80 people.
Yeah.
Next stop. 8,000. I reckon 8,000. I reckon we're going to crash it. Yeah.
How could we hack audience members with 8,000 in?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the dome. Bring the dome.
Bring the dome. It just goes for 3 weeks. We're just slowly getting volunteers up.
We're just sweating.
Yeah. By the end of it, we've run out of shit. We're just tweeting the N-word from their accounts.
It's just a queue.
Yeah.
And we're just entering it in the phone. The laugh's getting lower and lower. Yeah.
But this was the Melbourne show that you're about to listen to. It's the Melbourne live show. Great guests, as you're about to hear. Nick Cody, Benjamin Russell, and Cam James. And killer, I thought. Absolutely killer.
And to be honest, Mike, I was that stressed during this one. You know, I didn't talk much, you know, but it's fine. But because the chaos was so crazy. What was happening.
Yeah.
It was hard for you and I to speak up. We were kind of just had the reins and just kind of guiding
steering
it.
The ship.
We were kind of the shitty hosts of this chaos. But the preparation, everything was insane.
Yeah. As you'll hear, you know, we went all out, props and everything. And
props, got the wheel.
Yeah.
And it's
so many hacks.
So many hacks.
Cornucopia of hacks.
And it went so long.
Yeah.
So we understand if you get a bit bored or whatever.
So we should keep this intro shorter.
Yeah, we should keep this intro shorter.
So get into it.
But thank you so much for everybody coming out.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy.
Yep. Alright everybody, ring-a-ding-ding!
You got the Kings!
Fuck yeah! Right. That actually worked!
Woo!
We had no idea. That was amazing, yeah?
Man, it's cool. Like, this is the first time I've seen people who know my stuff.
Yes, that is true. Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. How are we doing? Good? Yes, this is it. Give it up for my sidekick, Nick Capper, everybody. Come on. He's here. How you feeling, Nick?
I'm feeling good, actually. I was a bit nervous about this whole thing, but not about the hacks. I'm dead now, emotionally. but about the show, I didn't know whether it was going to go good. You know, there was a few things to arrange. There was microphones and a wheel. A lot to organize.
Well, you know, you guys know how the bell is kind of an integral part of the podcast, yeah? Like, you got to ding out. I said, Capper, bring the bell. Make sure you bring it, dude. We need it. And then he gets here. I'm like, man, you got the bell? He's like, what bell? You dumb fucker. You fucked this up already.
Well, it was weird because the bell has stayed in my backpack for the last 3 months, so every time I put it down, it goes ding. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to forget that.
And no. Yeah. Every time that happens, he's like, what the fuck is that?
So, guys, before we start the show, just so we let you know, you can take photos, but when the guests come out, don't take any photos of them, all right? Because we want to fuck up their lives. Okay, so...
Just put it up, like, tomorrow or in a few hours, because otherwise people will know they're on, and, you know, we want people to believe the terrible shit we get them to post on their socials, so, yeah.
So basically, don't be a rat, okay? Don't be a stinking rat, okay? Man, we've done some good preparation. We did a draft run in Perth. And how do you think it went, Mike?
Fucking train wreck. It was the worst shit of the whole time.
I mean, whoever's done comedy in that inbred shithole is not a good comedian.
You were just there 2 weeks ago. What?
Shut up.
We do have the wheel. What do you guys think of this? This is some Brinky Day bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know how legible it is, but yeah. If there is any first-time listeners to the show or anyone who has no idea what the fuck is happening right now, they just wanted to hear Pastuka coming earlier or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we'd also like to thank our support act, The Worst First Day. Yeah. It's nice to help the little ones up. Give them a leg up.
So we got the spinning wheel, and then we'll all swap phones once we get the, that's the music for the wheel when it happens. Well, yeah, we have...
Took me, about an hour in iTunes to make that.
Worth it? Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you guys are so supportive.
You're all theater people. That's right.
A lot of stagecraft. We're all prop comics at this point, right?
Yeah. What's happening? We've become our worst nightmare.
I know. But I just see us in 30 years' time, and I'm just lugging this shit to every fucking gig we do. We're like still like Facebook has been dead for 20 years, but we're still like,
I can't be funny without the wheel.
So we got draft tweets, notes, camera roll, search history on the outside of the wheel once we all swap phones. And then we got the punishments in the middle going on. And we made socials the most. There was more reds than anything else. So we're going to send some shit out no matter what. That is going to happen. Yeah. And then, big news, actually. We had our first quasi-celebrity block us on Instagram. Ostentatious. Are you guys familiar? They fucking know him. Like, initially, I had Capper send him a DM on Instagram saying, hey, Austin, big fan. I'd love to pick your brain. Let's hang out at some point. And he had that huge song, Australiana, which was all puns, right, about Australia. And it ended with, by the way, I love Australiana. It's a dar winner, right? So let's meet up. And then he just said, can we hang out? And he responded,
not particularly. Wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Work hard.
But then I got him to send Austin another message.
Well, I replied. I thought, I'll bait him a little bit. Yeah. His name's Austin, A-U-S-T-E-N. But I decided to write, no worries, Austin, with I-N. What did he say? And I said, see you around the traps.
Yeah.
And then what did you
get? And then I got, and then I was like, man, let's make him the villain of this fucking podcast. And I was like, and then on an episode that we're releasing tomorrow, I was like, Capper, just text him, is Ostentatious your real name? And then he blocked him.
Yeah. Bad move, Austin. Look how many people we have.
But he hasn't blocked me, so, I feel like a fellow Jew who, whose career has fucking been in the dumps for a while. Like, maybe he'll hang out with me.
Hey, fellow Jew on the road. Okay, so we also, at the start, before the show, we thought, hey, why not start it off with a bit of fun? Okay, so...
Fuck, you just sounded like a stepdad at a fucking... Hey, guys, who's up for a bit of fun?
It's Christmas, I'm lonely. We thought we'd select a person from our contacts, and we would each do a draft text that we haven't seen yet, and save it in the phone, and we would both send those now. So
this is basically, if you understood that, so we would pick contacts. That's fucking... made no sense. He gave me a contact to send a text to. I gave him one, and I was like, Capper, give me someone and what they, how you know them. And he was like, oh, Clive, it's a good friend's brother. I stayed with him in Adelaide. And he, before he sent me that, though, he fucked up and sent Clive a message.
No, Brad.
Brad.
That was another guy.
All right.
It was Brad, and I said, oh, Brad's from Newcastle. I used to work with him at Flight Center.
So you texted Brad instead of me and said, Brad, I work with him in Newcastle. So Brad got a text from Capper going, what the fuck? How is this?
didn't get a reply back from Brad. He obviously knew what he was doing already. The one that I have to send to Clive right now.
So Clive is a mate's brother that you stayed with in Adelaide.
He's my best mate's brother.
Yeah. And, so I came up with this text to send Clive.
Burns when I pee. Bit of discharge, too.
Sure. Why not? So is that sent?
Yeah.
That one is out there.
That is Mike's voice.
And then Jonathan Bevis is a guy that I went to uni with. I haven't really seen him much in the past few years. And Capper is making me text him, if your company or corporation needs a comedian, don't be afraid to give me a call. Trying to get through that Christmas slump, so the calendar is pretty free. And that is out. That is fucking out. Just to keep it, I should send him a text as well that just says, Jonathan Bevis, I went to uni with him. Holy shit. Oh, so what we know, though, with the live shows is we get you guys involved. It was fucking crazy in Perth. We had two people volunteer. One guy, we said, is anyone happily married? He said yes, and we were like, can we send something out from your Facebook? And he was a good man. He gave us his phone, and Capper sent on his Facebook, he just posted, divorced.
He put his phone face down on the table, and then it was just going.
Yeah, it was blown up. It was, blown as well. And then there was a lady in the front row who was very, you're so bad right now. And yeah, she was very brave, and I was like, can I send some for your phone? She was like, yeah, sure, whatever. She had no idea what was going on. She was dragged there by someone else. And she gave me her phone, and I sent out on her Facebook, Weinstein innocent.
Get this, we checked in with her later on. She goes, oh, it's not going too good. I said, what do you mean it's not going too good? She goes, I only got 6 likes. I'm like, oh man, that's Perth for you. That's great. No, it was bloody good.
Alright, so who's up for some fucking audience hacks right now? Yeah, come on. Someone's going to have to volunteer. Well, we should ask a specific question. Alright, this sounds lame, but you'll understand when I said something from your phone. Who has a very healthy relationship with their parents? Anybody at all? Yeah, front row. Come on, dude. Someone give me their phone. Who loves... What do you people love? Your parents? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. There we go. Okay, so Facebook? What's your name, by the way?
Rebecca.
Round of applause for Rebecca. For being here. Okay. So,
it's actually locked onto her Facebook because...
Oh, so let's do hers. Let's put it. Yeah, it's locked on.
My phone's dead.
Your phone's dead.
Oh, what? Well, so you had to just throw up a quick post. You're like, oh, no, my phone's dead.
Yeah. Can we put it up through yours?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. What's your name?
Right, okay.
Amy.
All right, so Amy. Actual round of applause for the real person doing this whole thing.
And are we doing this from a Patreon suggestion?
So this was suggested by a Patreon subscriber, and it was too good not to use. And what better way to use it than in the live show? So it was Amy. Yeah, so Amy, from your Facebook, we're sending out, just found out I'm adopted. World shatter. Share now. Fuck, that is right before Christmas, too. That is out. Fucking screenshot that for us. Oh, yeah. That is amazing.
Jonathan from Warrnambool sent that one in. So thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah, it's fucking perfect, dude. Fantastic.
Okay, I wanted to ask if anyone here has Twitter. You got Twitter? How many
still stepdad-ish. Who's tweeting?
130 followers. That's great. Okay, so I want you to get this photo.
Well, he ran this by me before, and I was like, man, it's too complicated.
Okay, so, what you do is, I don't need to text you the photo. All you need to do is Google a picture.
God damn it. This is...
of a sick owl.
So he's got a Google sick owl.
Google a sick owl. And just this photo here. Just download this photo of a sick owl. So just download that photo. And then can you write the following? This will be worth it, Mike.
No, it's not.
All right, what am I writing?
Bennett.
Bennett.
The owl was born with three testicles. And therefore, unable to fly.
This is like the start of the worst novel of all time. It's a kid's book. Okay. It's a pop-up kid's book.
In order to help with his surgery, please donate via this link. And then just put the Phone Hacks Facebook page.
All right, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Just got to find the link. There's a lot to work with.
Yeah, while you're doing that. But yeah, if you could do that, and then just go, #, help Bennett fly. Then...
Was it worth it?
So everyone in this room that has Twitter, okay, could you please look up the #, help Bennett fly, and then retweet
it. Oh, yeah, retweet it. Yeah. What's your name again, dude?
Simon.
Get Simon some followers, get him some traction with Bennett the Owl. Yeah?
Yeah. What's your handle, Simon? Big Dick 69. I was just having a go at him. He probably doesn't have a big dick.
that's my weekend name.
That's your weekend name.
Handle is SASHB10. SASHBY 10.
Okay.
SASHB10.
All right. If you can remember that, otherwise just #, help Bennett.
And did you, Amy, you just checked your Facebook before. Is there no? No love?
There's one.
Is it a comment?
There we go.
What's happening?
It says,
that's not about that.
Oh, shit. We're going to read some other private shit.
It's not retweeted.
It's already retweeted. Fuck yeah, it's taken off.
Heaps of people have. This is like my most successful tweet ever.
The best, like, every fucking person is on their phone now. It's just like a comedy nightmare that everyone's just staring at their goddamn phones.
Well, at least they're staring it for under our instruction. Like, usually your shows, people are looking at it like out of necessity. Nah, sorry, that was a bad dig. He's actually quite a good comedian. Okay, well, should we get the guests out here?
Let's do the guests. Yeah? All right, guys, we're just going to get them out all at once. So with just one huge round of applause, give it up for Ben Russell, Cameron James, and Nick Cody. Come on.
That is just rude.
Yeah, I know. Guys, give it up again for the Champions of Diversity podcast.
No, I just want to say, as the only straight white guy on this lineup, I do my best to represent the tribe.
That's
you are
our new.
So brave. Yeah. Those are the bravest people I know.
Right?
I'm just saying.
That's our new tagline: is Phone Hacks. If you're not white, you ain't right. Welcome to the rally.
That's Mike Goldstein's spin-off podcast about other subjects.
Probably have to stop talking about oppos then, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Please don't call them that.
Not our phones!
Hey, guys.
What a great new slur. This fucking oppo, you know.
Hey, guys, don't insult the oppo.
The biggest selling phone ever.
Somehow that was more racist than what we saw.
fucking hate this podcast.
So much. I feel like it's a subtle dig at my mom as well.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. You're all previous guests of the podcast. Yeah, Cameron, you were our first ever guest.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't actually do a hack. You did a rap about 9/11.
Was it about 9/11? Or was it about titties
and clits? Yeah. He somehow turned it into, like, well, he went from Twin Towers to how he wants to fuck twins.
Sounds like an inside job.
Oh, that's good.
Ken Russell, everybody.
That is very funny.
Yeah. It's a pity we're all canceled.
There's plenty of Bush involved as well.
Not our hero.
Have some respect.
So you kind of came out of it unscathed because you didn't have to do the hack. And yeah,
so I'm looking forward to doing another rap tonight, everybody!
Well, do you want to reprise the 9/11 rap?
I don't remember anything about it other than saying I wanted to fuck twins. Yeah. And that still stands. Unlike the towers. That's all right. That's all right.
Jet fuel can't melt a good zinger.
Can I be your building 9?
You want me to hear you?
No.
That's
building 9? Building 7.
Oh yeah, yeah, you fucked it.
Sorry guys, I'm sorry to ruin that joke for you all.
That's the conspiracy theory.
That's the conspiracy theory. This 9 fucked 2 ones. 9/11, never forget.
It's going good so far, isn't it?
Great. And then Nick Cody, when you were on, I believe we made you send a text to Tim Minchin,
which he still has not replied. Oh,
and it was you were giving him suggestions for little songs he could do.
Yeah,
he said like, yeah.
I found the message before, but it seems to be
it's gone.
Like, what is gone above and beyond?
He sent I'm a comedian as well, and you know, like, love your work. I think I got a suggestion for you, like Trump. What a chump!
That's actually pretty good.
No response from
no.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's too busy going after plastic bags. And other big problems through song.
Fucking oh, hey. It was a great time. What about you, Ben?
Nothing worse.
Hello.
How are you, sir? Good?
I'm fine. How are you?
When we had you on, we had an old draft tweet.
Yes.
You had in your...
Yep, and I'm still getting drunk and sending over-earnest tweets that I then cancel and send to my draft folder.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do.
Your draft tweet was against no voters, and it said, fuck you and your discourse.
Yeah. I'm brave. Yeah.
And it was so great because it was, you know, almost a year after the yes vote. You're just like taking it. It's the worst take of all time.
No, that's how you know you're properly drunk.
Yeah.
Just maggot.
No. When can my gay friends get married? I just discourse. You're a little cuck that could.
Fuck, show title for next year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But even more recently, we had Maggie on, your partner.
Yeah,
and this was one of the most insane hacks that we've done, is we made Ben's partner Facebook. It was a Facebook post of an ultrasound. And it just said, so this is happening, ...
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
I got a lot of Facebook messages just going, is this true? And then when you took it down and you, like, I didn't reply to them at all.
Yeah.
And then so then when you were like, this is a hack, people just went, oh. Or just sad faces. It upset some people.
Did it? Oh, yeah. There's one woman in particular who said, leave women's bodies alone.
Yeah.
That was her.
Which doesn't even make
sense. No sense at all. Yeah, that was her.
That Well, you know something's fucked when I try to talk you out of it. I talk them both out of it. I'm like, don't do this. Yeah. Even though it's pretty good content.
It blew up. Like, it really, I got, it was a private message.
Oh, man. Kid pictures get heaps of likes.
Oh, hang on. Have you got a kid, mate? All right, so should we get into it, Mike? Should we spin the wheel? Yeah.
Are you going to make him do the wheel music every time we do the wheel, or is it just the one time?
No, yeah, you just do
I love you've
shot.
Gone to the trouble of getting a wheel, but then still write on it with Texter.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
What's the other option? What are we...
Just printing something up.
Oh. Yeah, putting in some fucking effort.
Have you met us? Like,
Mike looked, he looked devastated putting the wheel together. He's like, well, they got me fucking doing art and crafts now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a lawyer. I'm a fancy lawyer. I just do one-liners and I fucking get the fuck out of there, all right?
I guess, I don't know, I guess I'll deal with the Oppo. Fuck, it's my curse in life to fucking look. Does anyone in here actually own an Oppo at all? A one fucking dude. Really? Holy crap.
The biggest push hand in the room. Second biggest.
God damn it. So, well, hand phones to the right. I'll spin the wheel first, so I get the Oppo. Then you get my phone down
it
there.
It should have that on Tinder, okay. If a face pops up and it says, this photo was taken with an Oppo, it's an out.
Usually you can tell. It's pretty blurry. The funniest thing now is like that it doesn't tell you when I do a navigation, like when I do a... yeah, whatever.
When you do a navigation. What's the Oppo's like... You know, there's like Google and fucking Siri, and what's the Oppo's one?
Spastic.
You don't know your dad. I'm an Oppo.
It shows you one of those sticks they used to use to find water. But now it just skips out. Like, it'll just shut the app down. So you'll be driving on for ages going, oh, bloody hell. Hasn't told me where I've been going for a while. I'm halfway to, I don't know, wherever. And you look and you go, oh, the app's been stopped. Right? It just throws out. That's the magic of the Oppo. You never know what's going to happen.
Explains a lot of cab rides I've taken.
That was the slowest burn.
You say most taxi drivers, like the 50 phone?
All right, so I'll give Ben my phone first. We'll spin the wheel. I think we got some wheel music going. And then you guys, a little bit of noise when the wheel's going.
Spin it harder than...
Oh, look, this rotates back.
DM celeb.
And fucking... No. So we got the draft tweets up the top, so we're going to go choose what to go through at each other's phone.
True.
So, yeah, draft tweets.
Was that explained before we...
You guys can't keep up with Capper at this point. You're all fucked, you know? Like, all right, so draft tweets. Ben, in my phone, I have no idea what's been... I've been very drunk in Sydney over the past week. And,
that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You know we had Van Wilder on the show.
Sick.
The coolest.
Whoa. That was so cool.
I heard they do things a little differently out
there. Did you get any freaking pussy, too?
No, my fiance is a
room.
Okay, do you want me to just read the first one?
Well, no, just... Oh, yeah, so try and just pick one thing, whatever pops out at you, and then, see what comes up. Oh, he's already giggling.
He's already
good. Okay, now I've got one. Which one of those two? They're both...
Everything you can ding out.
Oh.
Well, no, we can ding out, because you forgot the belly.
Yeah,
I think it provides a better level of it.
Oh, just yell ding if you want to ding out of something. Yeah, just land on something there.
All right.
I don't know.
That one.
Yeah, all right. So what is it?
All I want for Christmas is a Nanette bobblehead.
Oh,
Oh man, the net bobblehead.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Did you hear how hard it crushed?
Yeah. Is that the bobblehead? It bobbles for the first half hour, then it gets really serious. It starts
then,
nodding.
Yeah, then the head starts going the other way. It's all over.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like bobbleheads that stopped being funny years ago. Oh, all right, okay. All right, Dame.
Sorry, you got a tweet. That's
I shouldn't have tweeted this.
Oh, did you just tweet it? You fuck.
Welcome to getting cancelled, fuckheads.
No, he's upset because he's going to have to do more gigs on the Gold Coast.
Wait, did you actually put it up?
I think I did.
You just go to your profile.
Oh, no, yeah, okay, fuck, it's there. Go give it a retweet. Oh, what the fuck? It's already got 2 retweets and 5 likes. Oh! All right, yeah, say goodbye to my fucking career.
When did you say hello?
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, please don't do that anymore.
All right, then we'll move. Fuck me.
Finally, 5 white guys taking down Nanette. Is there 5 of us? I should guess. Yeah.
All right, well now, Capper, can you run the rest of the podcast? Because I'm just riddled with fucking anxiety. And shit. Jesus.
That's pretty rough. How do you understand Russell?
Are we still friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm coming to your wedding.
All right, fuck. Let's move on. I feel like I've been punched. Fucking hell. All right, so Ben, you're passing your phone to Nick Cody to go through. Spinning the wheel, let's see what Cody goes through in Ben's phone. It spins for a while. Well, now it kicks back. Oh, shit, draft tweets.
Is that an Oppo wheel?
It's an Oppo wheel.
You never know what it's going to do. Could be good, could be bad. Mostly bad.
Twitter account you follow is worse than what you could have written. Yeah, I'm going to read that first one.
That is not
read the first one.
Yeah. Tommy Dasilo made me follow this.
Where's the first one?
Ben Russell. Everyone look at Ben Russell.
I think
he follows an account that XENCIDE, and then someone's retweeted a thing that says, RT if you want this Mexican to sit on your cock. And then somebody retweeted that and wrote, bruh, she getting them cheeks decimated. And I don't have Twitter, but I accidentally clicked a square that's got...
Did
I touch that? What do you put my Twitter back? Oh, no,
yes! What happened? You retweeted it? Fuck yes.
By the way, it was retweeted by Mutsu Consensual, so
that's
why it appeared in my feed.
Oh man, the hole gets deeper. Like, it's a Jesus
Christ. Alright, now do Ben for real though.
Oh, yeah.
Can I
unretweet
it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're doing that, then I'm taking down.
Oh,
that
okay, no worries, I won't.
You leave it up. We leave it up till the end of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I didn't feel... Just say that I did text my wife before I just... You baby, I went, but if you see anything fucked,
yeah,
just know I'm here. As I said, good to know. But that doesn't explain what you put up yesterday. $6 million sounds sus.
All right, well, enjoy. Where are the dental records?
All right, that's fucking...
Okay, so
how do you like that worse than... them cheeks going to get decimated.
Also, who fucks the cheeks?
Cameron, grow the fuck up.
It's called hot dogging, guys.
Okay, it's time for this little boy to become a man.
All right, so are we in draft tweets right now?
What are you doing? Don't. Yeah. Oh, no. Hold on, sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Tony, figure it out.
What are you on? I don't have Twitter. I got locked out.
I don't know.
You seriously are a dad now.
Yeah. Right. What do you want? What still on Hotmail?
All right, so
no,
draft
the reason I liked it, I clicked it to see if there was anything more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know you had to have written this drunk. It says, I hate that Marc Maron is...
No!
Come on.
I hate that Marc Maron is so fucking good in.
And meant nothing.
No! I was drunk.
Oh, Glow.
It was in Glow.
I was drunk. I was watching some Glow.
So you're so drunk you didn't even finish the drink.
I'm a busy guy! Things pop up!
I was watching
Netflix. I've got shit to do.
What the fuck?
What else?
That's a good one.
My dog has a big vagina and tits.
Wait. Does that follow on from...
There's a few of
my
those.
My dog actually does have a very large vagina for a sausage dog.
Those cheeks... Those cheeks are going to get decimated.
Was that all one thing? I hate that Marc Maron is so
no!
good.
No!
And my dog's vagina.
I'll do that thing because I've already done
no,
one.
That's going to be the one. That's going to be the one.
No.
What's that?
No. That one's really good.
No. One more. What is
no.
it?
Good nightly at tonightly. It's an absolute crime.
Oh. That's
nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
I reckon that's nice.
Fuck you guys.
All right, that's enough. That's enough damage.
That is
Ben Russell put himself through that shit.
I can't believe the show's turned to this.
All right, so Cody, you're handing your phone to Camp James. So spinning the wheel, get the music kicked in again.
Thanks for showing me that, just to give me some last minute conscience.
Camera roll. It's just all selfies.
I wonder what
selfies.
A
lot of baby shots.
Yeah, a lot of baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby with his tongue out.
Where's that one you were talking about earlier? Get some birthing photos.
Oh. September 20?
You're leading me to it?
You remember?
Oh, we're actually looking at this.
It is like September 11, never forget. And the same
September
20,
sometimes forget. man, it's a lot of baby photos.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
photos
of you in suits.
He's got love wearing suits and his child. What a fucking piece of shit.
Oh man, it's all fucking very wholesome and cute. It actually makes
me what are you hiding?
Join your family.
No screenshots. Is there a separate screenshot?
Oh, no, they're all in the same.
Okay.
Why do you want him to see your wife's breaching vagina?
We want to compare it to your dogs.
Come on, you got something fucked in here.
Oh, what are we?
What have you got in here, man? You got to have something.
How many photos can you take of that baby?
Dude, I'm with you. I got nothing in my phone either, apart from what's this? Something about Fijian women? What is this?
Yeah.
Why did you screenshot this?
Oh no, because it was a news article. The very end of it said this church, the Lightning Church in China. It was talking about an ABC news article. It said you may have heard of the church because it became infamous after some of its members beat a woman to death in a McDonald's in 2014.
Yeah.
I just find that funny. Just that sentence. Just church godly people beating a woman to death in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
More like a not-so-happy meal. More like a big smack.
There you go.
Anyway, you can get your Nanette bobblehead.
She got quarter pounded.
No, it's all just cute shit. It's really, it's actually quite beautiful. It makes me very clucky, and now I want a child. Thanks a lot,
I'm
dude.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. I've
That's the biggest hack of all.
The biggest hack of all. Turned out I was getting hacked all along.
Oh, God.
Let's bring Cam's wife out.
And we consummate, finally.
Dude, are you a virgin, dude?
Dude, I mean, we've done it.
I honestly feel bad.
Everything.
All right, well. You decimated those
cheeks. I've never seen a man just want to show people this sort of picture before.
It's just a stupid, again, another stupid screenshot.
Don't call your wife a Jonathan.
It's just dumb. Why is it an innie, not an outie? They're all innies, you fucking idiots, or it's a dick.
You only make that mistake 4 or 7 times.
4 or 7. The gap is just 10.
Literally.
It's just an Audi pussy, I swear.
No, no, no.
Right, you love sucker, but I'm not happy about
just
it.
Really bad. My camera rolls, no.
Yeah, alright. Well, alright.
Fuck,
well,
it's
let's
it
move
is
on.
A letdown.
Let's move
I've got a fucking baby.
Can we punish him?
Is
it
a punishment? Yeah.
We'll get around to it. We'll get around to the punishment. Yeah, but well, you just still did it, though. It's what the wheel lands on. Round of applause for Nick Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah,
boo.
Thank you.
Boo. Boo. Everyone should boo.
Oh. Boo. The crowd aren't laughing that much when someone's life isn't destroyed.
that's why I'm upset.
We still have these tweets out in the world. Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll check at the end. All right, you just started sweating.
I'm so sweaty.
That's what makes me fucked up, that I'm like, nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Why is it... Oh,
something bad's
going to
happen soon, Cody. Yeah. Wait till we get the punishments round.
Fun. All right, spinning the wheel. Cam James handing his phone to Nick Capper.
All right.
It's called an iPhone.
Ooh. He's got the same phone as a
boy. Oh, but
course.
It's going to kick back. Notes.
Well, Cody's baby. You
know.
Notes. All right, so what cleaners can we see in here?
That's just all fucking standard.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it. This is good.
Are these jokes that are in the actual routine at this point? Or
notes. Facing death is the first note. So that's not a note, that's just what each comedian writes.
That's a reminder. That just pumps up every
before the comedy festival show every night.
Facing death.
There's nothing in there that will really fuck you up.
Identity and defining yourself. Mo / hair, Insta, ancestry. Oh, you're like, this is what defines me, man. My mo, my hair,
and the
my
fact
Insta,
that I'm...
and my ancestry. What does that mean? What is that?
This is all shorthand, man.
This is all shorthand.
This is all shorthand for bits.
Oh, so
rich people. Birbiglia golf show. So you just said another comedian's show, and you're like, rich people.
There's nothing interesting in this.
Nothing interesting?
No, only seems pretty interesting.
No, that's fine. If it like, yeah.
Capit is like holding an actual phone.
I know.
That is slick.
Oh, what's this thing got buttons? Crazy. Okay, I'm going to read out one.
How am I the biggest pervert?
I'll read out, yeah.
It's all shorthand. It's all shorthand.
It's so unlucky.
You keep saying it's all shorthand. This looks pretty developed to me.
No, it's not.
These people that go find themselves always go to Asia and Europe. Fuck, this is a takedown.
This is from a while ago.
Always find themselves in places conveniently located along the Kentucky Tour Path.
It's from a while ago.
Take it down, backpackers. It's about time. Yeah, I remember my first joint too. So, joint smokers out there, you've been hacked. You've been cami jammed.
Dude, leave us alone.
Yeah, you didn't have a metaphysical experience. You took mushrooms and banged in Asia.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
What's your
a comedy festival show called again, brother?
I did try that joke a couple of years ago and it got that exact response.
That's because it's not
good,
a
good work
joke.
Good work. My brother had just been to Asia and I was furious with him for having a happy life. Whereas I've just got a happy wife.
Oh, God. Long wife. It's only a matter of time before long wife fucking came out.
By the way, buy your long wife t-shirt downstairs, guys. They're only $45.
Limited edition.
20.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin. But
what are you going to do with a spare $45? Buy 9 oppos?
Probably buy 6 oppos.
Well, speaking of the oppo, I have to fucking deal with it. So spinning the wheel again to see what I go through, and that gonna deal with the obvious poor person option here.
Yes!
What is it?
Hang on, is that lid on the same one every
draft
time?
Draft twice? I don't know.
Is it weighted?
We just did notes for you and camera roll for you.
Sorry, I'm wasted.
All right, so draft tweets in the oppo. Yeah.
You got to call a bloke, he reads them to you.
Very slowly.
Well, all right, just right off the bat, rat mangina.
Man, rat mangina. What a great idea. Man. The people need the healers.
It's all the best parts of a 69. Badge in your face, rat teeth on your neck.
Talk us through rat mangina.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk us through.
His phone is ringing right now. It's an unknown number.
Yes.
Should we answer it?
Yes. Yes.
Shut up.
Oh, it's my Nana.
Oh, it's his Nana. Yes.
No, you hung up.
Uh-oh, she's
going to
kill herself.
Only on an oppo do you click the green phone when it's ringing and it hangs up.
Don't you know, my friend means answer.
Oppo means opposite of everything that fucking happens. Oh, now he's calling her back.
Speaker.
You have it on speaker? Hi, Nana, how are you? All right.
Man, he's a genius.
This guy's great.
This is sick content.
What are you wearing?
Oh, she's laughing.
Say thanks, but bye, Dan. I'll call you later.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Oh, I love that.
So good.
I thought she was having fun, but she's just insane.
Justin, you finally
made someone. She's in a straitjacket.
Explain rat mangina to her.
Sorry, Nana, an open mic comedian. Grab my phone. It's cool. He's got to go to a hat gig soon. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, round of applause for his grandma. Back in the draft tweet. So, Rat Mangina still.
Well, Mangina's pretty
funny. Why is she calling from an unknown number?
Because she wants money from it.
Because I know.
She's in jail?
I know Nana's number off by heart. Alright? She's a good mate of mine. Anyway,
you,
what are you guys all fucking? Oh, yeah, I don't. This guy loves his nan. Fucking,
what is this shit?
What, you gotta have your nana's number saved? Fuck that. Alright, I'm the new wave. I'm memorizing. I've called her because I've needed money. No, just joking.
Alright, one more. My mom caught me reading a magazine full of nude shellfish. She said, "You need to get your life together. Start taking control of your life rather than always depending on other people." Anyways, I was reading a pornography.
How do you make a pun that long? So how do you fuck up a dad joke? I love jerking off the shellfish. I'm a big fan of pornography. I just heard it and made it better.
That's a dad joke. What he did was a stepdad joke.
It makes accent.
And you're a successful comedian.
Oh.
The funny bit about the joke is it takes too long. That's funny for me, anyway.
No, it checks out because you got a shrimp dick as well. And I just tweeted that out, so make sure you retweet that from Capper's phone.
Oh,
get some
shit.
Traction on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's fine. That one's fine.
Yeah,
pornography.
I'll give that a retweet.
Yeah. What if they're like, fucking hell, what about Goldstein and Russell? They did some weird tweets, but I tell you what, that porn one, that was fucked, right? That is against it. And then I lose heaps of work. Anyway, let's on.
Man, your description of it was more long and boring than the original thing.
It's hard to
really know how to suck the fun out of something, don't you?
Long description, long life.
Wow, it's got 9 retweets and 9 likes already. Fucking hell, you're blowing up.
We should call this poor content, but good retweets. That's great.
All right, let's get into the punishments, shall we? Yeah, you guys ready? Should we fucking do it? Yeah, it's that time of the show, I think.
Yeah,
spinning the wheel. All right, this is the real anxiety now. I'll go first. All right, so again, pump the music up. Oh, fuck, it kicked back to socials. God damn it.
Okay.
All right,
so,
what do you have?
So it's going to socials, Mike.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that just made me check the Nanette bobblehead. The most traction I've ever gotten online.
Fuck, that's good.
All right, so what do you have for me?
So I was wondering, Mike, if you could write this into your Twitter.
Twitter again?
Oh,
so
I reckon,
doubling down on Twitter.
Twitter again.
Okay.
Now, this is a take. I've wanted you to lean on this for a while.
Yeah.
And,
fuck. All right.
I want you to go, just starting a new business, wonder if you could help me out.
Yep, starting a new business, wondering if you can help me out.
You're editing on the fly, I like that as well.
www.
This will be the good bit.
And then it's getting boring again.
Pornography.com.
Hey, shut up, don't give it away. www.analemporium.com.
It's no one will guess this is a
com. Yeah.
Come to Anal Emporium. You get all your anal needs.
But if everybody looks up Anal Emporium, some guys who are fans of the show have built a website dedicated to Mike's anus.
What? Really?
Are you just getting us all to look up Anal Emporium?
No, www.analemporium.com.
I got chance. You want one of those...
You'll see a photo.
You want one of those, like, blow up, like, outside of a car dealership, except it's just a big pink sock.
Prolapsed. All right.
So
all right. So starting a new business. Wondering if you can help me out. www.
You don't know what a pink sock is.
Is it .com or .au?
What's a pink
sock? .com.
Oh, so the person
there, the people
are
here. Yeah.
The benefactors of Anal Emporium.
If you open up analemporium.com, they'll have a photo of Mike, and they'll have my anus, your Wonderland.
Also, you should really format this for mobile.
All right, so I'm put just as is.
So,
that's pretty good, though.
And then it's got a blog about Mike's anus.
Into Wonderland.
How long has this existed for?
It's existed for about 2 months.
Mike G, personal anal adventure blog. Hello world, you found the personal blog of Mike built to fuck Goldstein.
You gotta do it in the accent.
Sorry, the accent. This blog explores my fascination and love for the human anus, bro. I'm an aspiring comedian with a deep passion for engaging in anal play. Come, lol. On a journey with me of self-discovery and penetration.
Fuck!
I have been waiting for this for so long.
First,
So, Mike, you just put that one out, and everyone did a bit of roll retweet.
Oh, good shit here.
This is the longest fucking you've done well. Like, wow, this is so good.
I want to give people,
I am an inspiring comedian, and this gives me my life some purpose.
Hey, Goldstein, I do feel bad before going through my camera roll.
Yeah,
it was missed the third thing in there, which is from today.
Yeah,
was a screenshot of an Instagram that I saw on an account.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, for you to say that, Kappa.
Well, that makes me horny. Fuck, hell, I'm going to blow.
It's just a picture of a crowd laughing. It's like, oh, fuck, no! Yeah. It's a man wearing a latex dog mask, and he's on his back, and he's got latex paws on. Do you want me to show you?
Yeah.
It's on Instagram.
Trigger warning.
You should tweet it out.
Trigger warning. The image caption says, "Throwback to the first time I was double hooded, shaved, then put on display."
Can you Instagram this?
So right, well, keep that handy for your hack coming out very soon.
So guys, make sure everyone gets to know that as much as they can. Maybe put on your Facebook, go help out my mate. This is
she's got to find her real parents, everybody.
How good's the logo? Are they two?
They're butt plugs. Yeah.
In the logo.
Yeah,
the logo.
It's
built to fuck. Butt plugs on either side.
Can I speak to the person who designed this? Are you a professional designer person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You are very fucking talented. Why do you listen to this podcast?
Get up, come on, stand up. Give him a round of applause. So, two man team.
I hear that's what my G likes.
Honestly, the fucking bobblehead and now this anal adventure bullshit.
I've got an idea for you guys, because I'm starting up a butt shop. And, okay.
To the butt shop. To the butt shop.
Yeah, no.
You ran in. To the butt shop. If you don't use that,
thank you for
the jingle.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Wow, 14 retweets and 10 likes, Goldstein. This is going on.
We'll check back in at the end.
Let's make it 15. Right.
All
right,
fuck. Let's do some more punishments. Right. Let's focus the attention elsewhere for a little bit. Okay. Yeah? So what, you next, or should we just get the guests and do it?
Do me next. That's time. All right,
let's do it. All right, Capper, spinning the wheel for the punishment for Capper.
Cool.
I do love a wheel that just spins. So far back.
Oh, no.
Still not as good. That's the direct message to a celebrity on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah? So you're going to do it? Yeah, obviously I haven't given you the option yet, but all right, because we found if you go too high up on the celebrity scale, obviously they're not going to see it, so we have to pick some kind of more low-level type shit. And with that in mind, I found a lady who is on a show called Yummy Mummies. Are you guys aware of the show? Yummy Mummies, some reality show. It's just rich. Yeah, it's fucked, right? But she's she just responds to everything, apparently.
It's an Australian show, isn't it?
Yeah, Australian show.
It's they tried to do shitty Real Housewives.
Yeah, it's shitty Real Housewives. So her name
is...
I thought
that was Real Housewives.
No, this is shitty Real Housewives.
So her name is Iva Mara. Ivamarra. Yeah?
Iva.
A little slower, Mike.
While you're at it, can you
spell Iva's her first name. So space between Iva and her last name, you fucking asshole. Iva Mara, and so you're saying, hi, Iva. Yeah, do you want me to fucking do it?
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Kappa's then going to put it in a bottle and take it down to the beach. Yeah. And hope it just gets out there.
I know.
Can you use the phonetic alphabet?
Just say, eat my rat mangina, you whore. No. No. Hi, Iva. I'm a comedian. This is going to take forever. I'm a comedian and a huge fan of your show. I have an idea for a show called Grubby Hubbies. Got the idea when my wife called me a grubby hubby after catching me pleasuring myself to hardcore Asian ass porn. Lol.
It's the special program.
Get to the message.
I should have been right away.
Oh no. What? So,
are you guys talking about yourself while I do this?
Is this like a popular show or what?
I don't know. A few people here knew it, but yeah.
Oh, right. So what? It's called Yummy Mummies.
Yeah. Sure.
Right, and what? It's just
like
following
pregnant women that are vain. Ridiculous.
And how yummy are these mummies?
Yeah, because I'm right one.
Are they a full meal or just a snack?
That's your right snack. Oh, sounds like a good premise. You know what I mean? Like, what if I got a good TV deal out of this? You know, grubby hubby. Yeah, I'd have to get married first. I'd like that happen.
I love that's the thing that stopped you from grubby hubbies. I was going to go ahead and start trying to get some pitch meetings, but then I thought, I've got to get married first.
Yeah.
Put my dreams off for another day.
So what, is how many followers does she have, Mike? Is she in the 10,000s?
Oh, it's close to 20,000.
Oh,
20,000. Yeah.
Grubby hubbies is back!
All right, this could be onto something. All right. While Mike's typing that in,
yeah.
Should we spin the wheel again?
I mean, this is great networking. Yeah. What happens if one of these actually gets you a meeting with some execs? And
we
love the idea of grubby hubbies. We want to see how grubby are these hubbies. Yeah. We're talking like a dirt
and I'll go
grind,
check out
grub.
This dude, and it's just got your tweet. You're in.
Those cheeks are going to get demolished.
Cheeks get decimated. Holy shit, he's the king.
King of the grub.
King of the grub.
All right, so that is out to Iva Mara, everybody. There's a fucking traction on that response. We'll do Ben Russell next. Yeah, Ben Russell.
Big spin.
Big spin for Benny. So what we do with the guests is you have the option of what it lands on, but also a customized hack for each of you that we've come up.
Socials.
Oh, it's fucking socials anyway. It's fucking Woo! Perfect.
Yes.
And the photo. Bring up Facebook on your phone and hang
the
it
abortion
to
didn't work. Oh. Still expecting my time.
Perfect.
Absolutely not.
That is a perfect
photo of a slightly bigger.
I want to say a podcast. Yeah, get Ben single. That's what this podcast is.
Oh my god.
Okay. Right. Everyone loves a little alone dwarf.
I'm talking about you or the fetus.
Not a friend in the world.
You
just a little dwarf in a bin. Fuck off. We're so much. Fuck off.
I'm with Cody. I reckon he does have the kind of aborted look.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, so what we're doing here, Ben, is we have a mutual friend who lives in Sydney named Emma. I won't say her last name right now, but she shares photos of her children all the time. And she hasn't changed her settings so you can't reshare her photos of her children.
Is this going to affect my working with children, Jack?
Yeah. So I'm making you share a photo of her 2-year-old child and then just eggplant splash.
Ben Russell's face right now.
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
Yeah, I have to work with children.
Should I do it? Too fucked up?
Do it.
Mate, you can't do that.
No?
It's only one eggplant.
Yeah.
I already shared it with two eggplants, so...
What?!
Thank you, Dave. Straight away, I guess. But she'll still get the notification.
That's fucked, man. Wow.
All right, should we keep it moving?
Maggie is calling me, right?
Oh,
shit.
Do you want me to answer?
Yes.
Who's calling you?
Maggie.
Maggie's partner.
Pick it up.
Oh. Hello, Maggie.
Oh.
Hey, I'm just before you even. You're in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, wow. How many people
are
there?
Two.
Two implants.
I'm doing phone hack. Remember that one?
Yeah, I can
talk
on that. Hi, everyone.
Congrats on the
bump! I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, wise choice. Hey, whatever happens, I love that's good content. That's what I'm about. Anything for that content.
Some of those World War II movies, like, this is a picture of Miguel, I'm going to go home and Sarah, after this one phone hack.
Yeah. I don't think you shared. Did you share it?
Yeah, that was
it. Can't find it.
All right.
I reckon we're going to be the first generation to lose wives to content.
You're on your way.
All right, so Nick Cody next, yes? We did it. We spun the wheel. We landed on DM to a celeb. So
Tim Minchin hasn't written back.
So either you get one of the options there, or you get one of the customized hacks that we prepared for you. Yeah, so what do you... I guess the DM.
Oh, you did it.
Oh, yeah, it's out there. Yeah.
He's just trying to save it as his profile picture. Right now, that's all.
Do you have any celebrities to DM, Capper? Did you come with anyone?
No. No, I can do that. I can. No, I do have a celebrity to DM.
Well, that's an option.
That's a confident man. That's not lying.
I thought we were just.
I do. Have a.
Do you want the option for the socials? For what to put out on your socials?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, all right. So I figured I got a photo of... You're constantly taking photos at the airport. You're having, beers. And, froffies.
King whatever the egg come
froffs. Froffs.
Froffs.
So I figured, though, like...
So I'm required to do that once an hour. Regardless if I'm at a live show or not.
So I figured, though, like, I get you to post a picture. It's clearly at the airport, but you can just see a coffee cup with a journal in the background, right?
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck off. You know I don't write on paper.
And it says, no frost today, but on my third coffee at the airport, just working on the show, so that'll be the caption. And then if anyone zooms in on the journal...
Deep.
Yeah. It says, tough being a father and a husband. Wish I'd slept with more women. I still can, even though the youth window is closing quicker than a video store. And then embarrassing, and then the next dot point is embarrassing overshare. I'm not very well endowed. I make up for it with false posturing and male bravado.
These are all just in my real phone.
Male bravado. You don't see any small-titted chicks doing that. And then just behind the coffee cup, you can kind of see it just says, I'm probably tougher than my SAS mates.
I
So I'm texting you that photo right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, to send out. And then, yeah, I think that's the caption. Just say, yeah, no, no frost, but third coffee today at the airport. And then, yeah, anyone who zooms in. Like, I got a triple hack in with the journal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I'm obviously going to do an Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, across the socials. Yeah. Fuck yes.
All right.
All right.
MySpace Music. MSN Messenger. I've got to change the S's to dollar
signs.
He
is tougher than his SAS mates.
Did that come through? Did you get that?
No, not yet.
All right. It should have been texted through. And then as soon as it goes through, just, yeah, put that up on the socials, and then should we move on while you're doing that?
Yeah.
We'll move on to Cameron James.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
Chill here for a sec.
Yeah. All right, so spinning the wheel for Cameron James.
Hey, B. Russ, are you doing damage control right now? You're all over that.
I couldn't find it. I don't think I've stood.
It's the fucking rap.
No, I'm not doing a rap.
What, would you rather do a socials hack or
Do the rap.
Come on. We've got two raps to do.
What is everyone? Give me a cheer for socials.
Rap.
Shut up. Give me a cheer for socials.
Rap.
Oh, God. One more cheer for socials.
Rap.
Rap. Rap. Rap.
Rap. Rap. Rap. Rap. Rap. Rap.
Give you a topic.
Islam.
I know an angle on Islam. Give him an angle on Islam. Is he pro? Anta, what's going on?
I don't know anything about Islam.
No. Well, you did 9/11 last time, so that was very Islam.
Was it, Mike?
Oh, shit.
You tell us, Israel.
I almost want to.
What? Give him a topic or what?
Oh, no, it's just, you could say some pretty fucked up shit in a rap.
It's deleted.
It's deleted? All right, that's bad. Thank you for putting it up, though, man.
It's deleted.
Yeah.
It's a thing you can announce in front of a crowd in 2018, and everyone's like, thank God.
I just don't, I'm happy with people thinking that I'm a fucking piece of shit. Anything, but yeah. Just not a pedophile.
So that's the one. Oh, well, that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
Because your mustache has different
ones. That's exactly where I got him.
All right,
because it fits in. People are like, yeah, no, he looks like one.
So I still don't have it.
You still don't go through? I'll send that through. And then a topic for Cameron James to rap about. I reckon you believe the wage gap is a myth.
Can you share that on the feed Facebook group?
God.
Do you have access to the feed Facebook
group? No,
don't
give me that.
Alright, so as soon as Capper starts beatboxing, we're going to get a 30 second
round.
Okay,
I have a partner in this then at least.
No, I'm just doing the music, buddy.
Give me a line.
Oh, did we have what? Is that some background hip hop shit happening? All right, let's get a clap going.
Thank you, everybody. Any second now, it's going to come in. No, turn it up. Don't turn it down. Turn it up. Clap, 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 clap. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm a laborer. I'm lifting heavy shit. And I'm meant to get paid the same as some bitch with tits. Fuck that. 33 cents? That makes no sense. Suck my dick, bitch, I got a fucking big dick. And you got a little clit. I'm gonna suck your little clit and come all on your tits. I don't give a fuck about the wage gap. I only give a fuck about the thigh gap. I'm gonna fuck your dick on top that ass.
Yeah, all I care about is the fire.
That was actually really good improv.
I'd like to thank Nick Cody for writing the first line of that rap just then. Round of applause for Nick Cody.
Come back. The line, I suck your little dick, then I suck your little clits, was in the 9/11 rap as well.
Colbert! Remix!
Are you always thinking about twin sets?
Yeah. No, 9/11 and the wage gap, they're both a myth to Ken's age. So didn't happen.
Oh, Ruben. Fuck. Thank you guys. Like, we should just check back in with the audience members that did the hacks. Have you got any traction on the adopted?
So much. Like,
you got a call from your mom.
Oh.
Did you take it? Is that when you...
Yeah, just, how did you know?
What a way to find out at this podcast.
Hey, can I... Goldstein, can I tell you, my mum constantly getting banned from Facebook for going Trump fans online.
Oh, right.
So a few months ago, I went into my parents' house and I hear my mum yell at my dad, "Oi, this is bullshit. Zuckerberg's just fucking kicked me off again." As if it is Mark. Go through here. Fuck no, Karen. Can't. Zuckerberg's kicked me off again because I called that fucking orange cunt a fucking orange cunt. She's like, you couldn't phone hack it. Like, it would actually make her social media seem better. Do her a favour.
And then what was the fucking owl thing? Did that...
Yeah, so there was, like, 20 retweets or something. And, like, a lot of people focused on another tweet that was about a dart match being hit by a farting controversy.
Oh, you just got Kevin Harden.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Harden.
Anyway, make sure you help out Bennett. He can't fly. So.
And meanwhile, this fucking website about me, like, loving anal...
Yeah, so the anal emporium, it's the... Unless anyone buys a domain name, it's staying up. So,
I just,
you
just
can read a 3-page blog on how Michael loves anal.
I did prepare one thing, and I just wanted one of you to tweet, or I wanted Nick Cody to tweet that out.
What is it?
Just that picture.
Oh, shit.
That I sent you.
Oh, yeah. So it's a meme that says, "This is one of my most powerful memes. Look at it, understand it, and let it sink in." And it says a liberal with a noose around their neck tied to a tree with a water can over a tiny tree that says Islam over it.
Sounds like the liberal is watering.
The liberal is watering the little Islam tree.
Oh my god. This is the most powerful meme.
This so fucking great.
Man,
did you make that up?
No! I have. Just like Mike, I have crazy southern relatives who post fucking batshit crazy
things. That to me, it's shit for so many reasons. I think my favourite though is the guy's got a noose around his neck attached to another tree. And he thinks watering that one is the tree that will kill him. That's not how hanging works. That tree will grow up and then...
Dude, maybe you should just think about it.
Oh, man, I didn't
think about
it.
And let it sink in.
Well, it's sent through to Cody. Did you put the other one up? The airport?
It still hasn't come through.
All right, we'll get you to do it after anyways.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, he's got it. Yeah, just
no,
put
I've got Russell's.
There you go.
Also, okay, trees so take ages to grow. Like, by the time it gets to like a full height, you're probably dead already.
What sort of yield would you get from that tree, Captain?
It depends what kind of tree you're talking.
What about a pecan?
Yeah. Look, I don't have time to get into the interesting
part. All right, we're ending strong. Man, thank you guys so much. First of all, a round of applause to our audience members who contributed. On the count of three, can I get a fuck you to the guys that made a website about me loving assholes? 1, 2, 3.
The Riders!
That is www.analemporium.com.
I didn't know the G in Mike G was for gaping.
Mike
gaping.
Mike Goatsy. Mike and the boys will get that shit.
And a huge round of applause also for all our guests for subjecting themselves to this shit.
No, remember guys, long wife.
Long life!
See you guys. Join the rest of the weekend.
So that was Melbourne.
Man, incredible.
Right?
That was... I don't know. I think it's going to ruin all of our careers, that one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Good thing.
That was the worst thing I've ever been a part of. That's but also it. The best thing.
The best. Man, it's so much fun. And then people like were laughing so hard, they're doubled over.
Yep.
So many good moments. If you guys have listened to this end of the show right now, you know, thank you so much. We'll do a proper recap of some of the hacks that went down on next week's episode when we're back in the studio with Cameron James. But thanks again, guys. Keep listening.
Oh, yeah. Also, just wanted to say a shout out to the Jared, Jono, and Jordan for making analemporium.com a reality.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get into that in depth, no pun intended.
Yeah. thank you so much. And thanks for the Coopers Inn. For having us, and thanks for Worst First Dates for being our support act.
Support acts again.
Yep, it was good. It was good.
You can't follow us.
It's weird that we started out headlining.
I know.
Isn't it, Mike?
No, I think it makes total
sense. We are the best, probably, podcast in the world.
Yeah. Tell all your friends, post about it. Join the Patreon, you dogs.
Yeah, join the Patreon, and if you want tickets to all of my shows, all the festivals, let me know. Go to my website, nickcapper.com, and I will be in your city.
Oof, something to look forward to. And live shows, more live shows, watch this space.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week.
Live wife, live life.
Sure. All right, bye.